Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago Tribune food critic Nick Kindlesberger joins us now to talk about, among other things, some deep dish pizza you found, Nick. We're always on the lookout for good pizza. I've not heard about Uncle Jerry's. What's the deal on this place?
Okay, so this is a place that is out in Cary, Illinois. So this is about as far away as you can be considered a suburb of Chicago. But there's a place called Uncle Jerry's that's making just a phenomenal new deep dish pizza. And there, if you look at the pictures of them, it's just gorgeous. This guy used to live in the city. He loved Pequod's. He loved Blue Mountainati's. He moved out to Cary, couldn't find the pizza he wanted. And so he spent years testing a new recipe and just opened a new place. And so I'm so floored by it.
Could you ask if they would increase their delivery radius to about 75 miles?
What I am trying to do is challenge pizza makers in Chicago to at least try it and then try to up their game. We need better pizza. We need more pizza. So there's unfortunately a lot of newer deep dish places in Chicago that are doing a really great job, like Millie's Pizza in the Pan. That's running out of a kitchen in Logan Square. And then George's Deep Dish, which is on the north side, is another phenomenal new deep dish.
I've noticed more places, and I think you wrote about this a while back. In the past, we didn't have too many spots where you could get slices, but there's more of that available now, isn't there?
There is. That's really interesting. So, yeah, we're not a slice town like New York, which is, you know, just different things. That's okay. But there's now, like, Polly G's has a slice shop in Wicker Park where you can get big sort of New York-style slices that are phenomenal. And there's another new place in Old Town that the name's slipping my mind right now, but another just great shop.
And back to Uncle Jerry's. We have a lot of listeners out in Cary, so thanks for mentioning them. Talk about a place that, now this sounds a little too fancy and upscale for me, but my wife would like this spot where you can get this 10 to 15 course tasting menu.
Okay, yeah. So this is Esme, which is in Lincoln Park. So it is, you know, very expensive. So we're talking like for two people, if you want wine, you know, it could be $600 to $800, which means it should be pretty amazing. And so this is a chef that used to work at Next, which was a Grant Ackett's owned place in the West Loop. And his name is Jenner Tomaska, and he is a Chicago native. And what it makes this place interesting is that he wanted to introduce art into all the different foundations of the restaurant. And so on the walls, you'll find paintings from local artists, and they already sold all the ones that were on the wall when they opened. And so they're going to get a new batch in. All the plates are made by local artisans. So the dish that kind of floored me was this, essentially what was ice cream and caviar. It was a scoop of ice cream with caviar on top. Now, of course, this was sweet potato ice cream, so it wasn't just plain vanilla. But it was set on this bowl that looked like pearl. And it was just the way it was manufactured by this artisan. And BTK Ceramics, I believe that's what it is. So it's just a phenomenal restaurant where every thing that you run into has a story and is local in some respect. It's just phenomenal.
And where's this place again?
In Lincoln Park.
And what's the name of it?
Esme.
Esme. All right. It sounds to me like one of those places that Mrs. Surratt takes me to, and then I'm hungry after the meal, and on the way home, I want to stop at White Castle. But that's just me. And speaking of more moderate-priced foods, you wrote a while back about Italian beef, and have you had a chance to update that yet, or are you still sticking with your picks?
I'm still sticking with my picks for now, though I am very interested in what's going on at J.P. Graziano's. So this is an Italian deli in the West Loop, and he started to get interested in making Italian beef. And so his shop is now offering them, and everything else he does is phenomenal. His Italian subs are my favorite in the whole city. So we need to check up on that Italian beef and see how it measures up. But, you know, my favorites are still my favorites, I think.
Yeah, I have a list currently that has Buona Beef at the top or near the top. Franny's out there in Schiller Park. I still like the old Mr. Beef on Orleans.
And, me too, yeah.
Of course, Johnny's. And you have to give Portillo's credit. I know it's a big chain now, big operation, but they do a pretty good beef, don't they?
They really do. I mean, Buena and Portillo's are chains now, but they still serve a really good one. I love Al's number one, the original one that's on Taylor Street. That's another one of my favorites, and Johnny's too.
So what's the next project for Nick Kindlesberger and the Tribune?
I'm really digging into tacos right now. So there's just a phenomenal amount of new taquerias that have opened up in the past year, and especially around Midway. So around Archer Heights and Elbston and Gage Park, there's a lot of really interesting new restaurants, including one called El Salazo, that if you've seen La Josie in, or La Josie, I guess you would say it, in West Loop, the same owner has this restaurant called El Salazo, and he's had it for years, and it had to close in 2019 because of a fire. But they renovated it, and now it's just this gorgeous little restaurant, and they're serving phenomenal tacos there.
Nick, we always look forward to your big food spreads online or in the paper in the Chicago Tribune, and thanks for the time here this morning.
Thank you so much, Bob. Have a good one.
Yeah, good eating this weekend.
And, yeah, for sure.
We'll get
eat
to the
some pizza.
Oh, you don't have to prompt me for that, believe me. Lieutenant David Haynes, is he back with us next week? He's on a well-deserved vacation this week.